There is only one way to judge how holy we are, how closely we obey the will of God. This will clothe all things with a supernatural, a celestial significance. His will is supreme. Everything it touches glows with a divine radiance. In order to keep on the straight roads leading to perfection, we must make quite sure that all spiritual promptings we receive are from God. We shall know they are not divinely inspired if they withdraw us from the duties of our state of life, for these duties are the clearest indication of God's will, and nothing should supersede them. There is nothing we need fear in them, nothing we should ignore, nothing we have to choose. They present no problem. All the time we spend in fulfilling these duties is most precious and profitable for us, as we can be sure that we are obeying God's holy will. Holiness consists in following the designs of God, and so we must reject nothing, seek nothing, accept all that comes from Him and nothing else. Books, the advice of the learned, vocal and interior prayer will all instruct and guide us toward unity with Him, provided He has willed us them. Quietism is quite wrong when it condemns these means and the use of our senses, for God desires that some people should travel along this road. This is obvious from their way of life and from their spiritual indications. It is a waste of time to try to picture any kind of self-abandonment which excludes all personal activity and seeks only quiescence. For if God wishes us to act for ourselves, then action makes us holy. For some, God wills only that they should attend to their duties of their everyday life and to what other matters He confronts them with. They need do nothing else to achieve perfection. For others, God may demand the accomplishment of things which go beyond these ordinary duties. Those upon whom He makes this demand will recognize it, because they will be attracted by it and will, as it were, feel inspired. If we are one of these, the best thing we can do is to go where inspiration leads us, without ever neglecting to do what we are commanded to do, and obeying always those commands which God may unexpectedly give us. Saints are made by God just as He wishes. They are made according to His plan, and every one of them falls in with His plan. This submission is real self-abandonment, and nothing could be better. All saints must fulfill the duties imposed on them by their state of life and by God. They live hidden and obscure lives and avoid the dangers of this evil world. They are not saints because of this, but solely because of their submission to the will of God. The more complete their submission, the greater their holiness. Yet we must not make the mistake of thinking that these holy men and women, whose virtues shine out because of their wonderful and unusual activities, are thereby less completely abandoned to God's designs. If they were content only to practice their ordinary duties once God had demanded these extraordinary duties from them, they would be setting themselves against Him by disobeying His will, and no longer would every moment be passed in His service. They have to exert themselves, stretch themselves to their full capacity to meet the demands of God. The inspirations which come to them through grace must be followed. There are, of course, people whose duties are set out for them by the ordinary Christian laws, and they must be limited by those laws, for that is the restriction God imposes upon them. But it must always be remembered that there are others, though they are bound by these laws, who must also obey that other law, that law working in their inmost being, which is imprinted on their hearts by the Holy Ghost. Who among us is the holiest? Trying to find out is pointless. Everyone must follow the appointed path. Holiness consists in obeying God and working with Him to the best of our abilities. Making comparisons between various states is meaningless, for holiness is not to be looked for in the number or kind of duties given us. If we act out of self-love, if we do not stamp it out as soon as we are aware of it, we shall stay poor in the midst of a plenty that is not part of God's design. Still, I would like to give some kind of answer to the question, and what I think is this. Our holiness is measured by our love of God, and it increases in proportion to the growth of our desire to obey His will and His plans for us, no matter what they are. We can see this in Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. There was more love than grandeur in their personal lives, more spirituality than formality. There is nothing to tell us that they sought holiness in things and events, but only in the way they dealt with them. So we must recognize that there is no special or singular road leading to perfection, but that for most people, easily the best thing is submission to all that God wills for their particular way of life.